This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the point at which Job's troubles turned around. Turn with us to Job chapters 40 through 42. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
These last three chapters bring the story of Job to a wonderful conclusion. But I must confess that I was a bit uneasy at times as the story unfolded. It bothered me to hear Job utter words that he would regret later on. It also bothered me to hear Job and his friends quarreling one with another. All of us like to see people get along, and a public quarrel is embarrassing. And I must admit it bothered me to see that good man in such agony of body, mind, and spirit. But in the end, we can see that all things did, in fact, work together for good. Two major lessons stand out in these final chapters. One is found in chapter 42, verse 5, where Job says, "I had heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes." This is the response of those to whom God makes a deeper revelation of himself. When it happened to the Apostle Peter, he fell at Jesus' feet saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." When Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, he cried out, "Woe is me, for I am undone, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." If pride is a troublesome problem for you, sit down with your Bible and spend some time in the presence of Jesus Christ, God's perfect revelation of himself. Read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Ask God to help you see the greatness of the majesty of Christ. Ask him to help you see the ugliness of sin. When we see God as he is and see ourselves as we are, we will fall before him in repentance. The second lesson is found in chapter 42, verse 10. "And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." Job's troubles began in the malice of Satan. His release had its roots in the mercy of God. And when did the Lord turn everything around? When Job prayed for his friends. Christians, memorize that verse. Ask God to help you see the power of intercessory prayer and how God delights to see us on our knees praying one for another. Do you have a friend who needs your intercession? Pray for that person right now. To see God as he is enables us to pray for our friends as they are. And both are essential for our walk of daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Scripture memory is a spiritual discipline that can change your life. To help you begin, we'd like to send you a free copy of the booklet, Beginning with Christ. We think you'll find it encouraging in your walk of daily discipleship. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Beginning with Christ. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a penetrating look at how to live the truly good life. From Psalms 1 through 6 on Daily Discipleship.